With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson is voicing confidence ahead of next week's general election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Addressing Donald Trump's New York City rally Sunday evening, Speaker Johnson said Americans are ready to turn the page on the Biden-Harris administration.
Do you want 4 more years of open borders? I don't think you do.
And the GOP speaker said he's expecting a Republican sweep at the national level on November 5th.
We're going to grow the House majority. We're going to take back the Senate and send Donald Trump back to the White House.
Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos is defending the newspaper's decision to stop endorsing presidential candidates. Bezos writes in an article on the Post website, the presidential endorsements do nothing to tip the scales of an election. He says what they actually do is create a perception of bias and non-independence. Bezos' comments came 3 days after Post CEO and publisher Will Lewis announced that the paper would not endorse any presidential candidate in this election or in any future election. The move comes as trust in mainstream media is at a historic low. Authorities in Washington State and Oregon are vowing to step up security after fires that destroyed ballots at outdoor drop boxes.
Interim Police Chief Troy Price on K2TV says some 300 ballots were destroyed, similar to a fire that destroyed 3 ballots in Portland, Oregon. Police say that they believe it's the work of the same person, and they've identified a car that appears to have been involved. Oregon officials were able to ID the 3 people whose ballots burned there and are working to reassure others.
We really just want to acknowledge the heightened emotion around this event as we build up to the election.
Assistant Police Chief Amanda McMillan. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. The Archbishop of Canterbury sparks outrage in the Church of England.
The denomination is already embroiled in a battle over gay marriage, and Dr. Justin Welby has shocked some of the faithful for stating that he does not believe homosexuality is sinful so long as it takes place within the confines of, quote, a committed relationship. The Archbishop made his comments on a British podcast. The Church of England Evangelical Council calls this statement, quote, devastating because it marks a clear departure from the doctrine of the Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One West Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote came following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing that the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. This is SRN News. An aerospace giant looking to raise a bundle. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
Boeing hopes to net approximately $19 billion in a stock offering as the company, dealing with a contentious strike, faces liquidity issues and tries to raise cash. The company says it plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes, which may include paying down debt. Last week, Boeing factory workers voted to reject the company's latest contract offer and continue their 6-week strike. It's halted production of some of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. Treasury Department, seeking to keep the Chinese military from gaining an edge in advanced technology, issued a rule Monday to restrict and monitor American investments in China in artificial intelligence, computer chips, and quantum computing. They seek to limit access of countries of concern. More details at SRNnews.com.